Hi, this is Lillian. I'm here with April Love. So April, I was wondering what kind of issues you see in polo horses since they seem to work really hard.
So in the polo horses, the issue is most people are right-handed. So as they're swinging that mallet and leaning over for the ball, they have more weight in the right stirrup and they're leaning a little bit forward. So that little English type saddle, the tree twists and it'll drop the ribs and put them into spasm right behind the scapula on the right side. So they want them to run primarily on right lead, but yet they're limiting that whole shoulder movement. So it's really important to do the yoga and do the belly lifts before and after each match. You can loosen the girth. You can do it with the saddle on and do the leg circles. That right stifle is going to have to come up and as they're on the right lead canter and work harder as well. So you're going to have issues in right stifle and the compensation of right lead canter not being able to work well. Is going to be a higher heel probably on the right and a lower one on the left. And inside hock might have issues on the left hind as the horse works a diagonal. You also have them stopping and turning fast. And if you notice the body position of the horse, when the rider's pulling in on the reins, they're hollowing their back and they have a high head. So they're going to have a lot of tension in the pole and lower down in the neck from being ridden in that position during competition. So it's really important to do the horse yoga before and after and to make sure that the ribs on the right side have freedom of movement. So you can do my whole belly lift move in the girth area on the right side. You can work the muscles in the right shoulder with some liniment. A lot of my polo clients have been using Bigelow oil, which I really like. You can put that on straight and it won't dry where the issue is. So if the stifle's hot or the suspensory or tendons is hot, it won't quite dry there as fast as everywhere else. And they're also using it as like a pre. You can mix it in a bottle of water. And I believe it's a 70-30 mix, and you can put it on stifles and hocks and tendons and suspensories to help your horse last longer. But always do the horse yoga first to stretch them out. And you can find all this information on my YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks, and website, holistichorseworks.com, and free ebook, horseacademy101.com.